7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. The rain has finally stopped if you live in the Northeast. Boy, what a tough year it's been for trying to grow things in the garden. Absolutely a killer. But the sun will come, and we will resume to have a great gardening season. And we want to say hello and welcome to WSMN in Nashua, New Hampshire, joining the family of gardening. That's WSMN, Nashua, 1590 AM. So if you're driving around, you lose a signal, you live in southern New Hampshire, you give us a try right there, 1590 AM. Things are beginning to improve. The growth this year has been very, very slow. So you just need to be aware of potential problems, okay? When the sun comes out, check the tip of your plants, whether it's a rose bush, whether it's a tomato, no matter what kind of plants you have, because insects prefer the very tip of the branch. That's growth is soft, is where all the energy is sent. So it is the most desirable place to have insects on your plants. So when you can get into the garden, check the tips of the plants for potential problems. Now, with all the rain in the vegetable garden, try and stay off the soil till at least tomorrow. Give that excess moisture time to drain out to prevent you compacting. If you walk in the soil and the soil is muddy, when you step on it, you squeeze the soil and you make that nice fluffy soil compact and hard, making it more difficult for the plant to grow. So for today, keep out of the gardens. Give them a day to dry and your plants will do much, much better. Now, if we can help you, 800-259-9231 is the phone number to call. Let's work together and let's get the garden growing. 800-259-9231. Tom, who's first this hour?
First up, we've got Liz from Cape Cod with a question about her calla lilies and roses.
Liz, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Paul, I have three questions this morning. One, I have a calla lily, two calla lily plants that I planted about a month ago, and they're about 10 or 12 inches high, and I have several blossoms that are about, with the stem about 5 or 6 inches high, but they won't stand up. They just keep tipping over. My second question is about a lovely rose I have. A friend brought it to me from Michigan, a slip, and we rooted it, and I've had it for 15, 17 years, and the stems are quite thick, as big as my thumb perhaps, and I just had about 100 blossoms. It was just beautiful, but when I cut it back, I found scale on it, and it just looks terrible. And I trained it to grow horizontally, as you suggested last year, so I had so many blooms. And the third question... the third question was about, somebody asked earlier about daffodils. I had some narcissus, and every year they come up and they have a bud, but then it dries out and never opens.
Okay. With your calla lily, the reason that they're flipping over is because we've had so much cloudy, wet weather, the plant is stretching, looking for the sun. So it's because it's stretching and not growing compact. Normally you get a nice, short, stocky stem. But again, because it's been cloudy, the leaf and the flowers are looking for the sunlight, and they're actually stretching. So what you may have to do for this year is to put a couple of small stakes, some green twine, to hold it in place until the sun stays out and the plant can actually thicken the walls of that stem. So if you can hold them straight up with string, the plant will harden off the outer walls of that stem and it will be able to stay up all by itself. If you don't, it's going to flop over, and when the sun comes out, it will stay floppy. So get it straight up in the air. That should help a great deal, but it's weather related. Your roses, scale, again, when you get cloudy weather, it multiplies. So what you need to do is, now that you've cleaned off all of the dead flowers on your plant, I want you to go down to Garden Center, and what you want is call all season oil. And there are different types of oil on the market. One of them is called Volk, V-O-L-C-K. And Volk oil is for when the plant is dormant. You cannot use it during the summer because you run the risk of burning the foliage. Unless you really concentrate, look at the label, and you cut back the rate. And most people don't. They look at the first amount, and they burn. All season oil can be used in the house as well as outside. And it is a great way to get rid of scale and probably the most effective. So you mix it with water. You spray the entire plant with the all season oil. Wait 2 weeks. Do it again. The reason is scale is like a turtle. It has a shell. And in the spring, the young will crawl out from underneath the mother. They may only move an inch on that plant. Then they attach themselves to the plant, and they no longer need their legs, so the legs fall off. And it anchors itself there. If the weather is right, they will lay eggs, and the second generation will come out. And that's what's happening right now. So if you can spray it now, you're going to kill all of the adults on the plant. You come back in 2 weeks, you do it again, and any young that crawled out from underneath the mother will be killed with the second application. And that's the best way. And I'm glad you had good results. When you grow roses horizontally rather than vertically, they bloom a lot more, and that's something that I saw with the American rose growers in Shreveport, Louisiana. They did a program on that, and if you are growing climbing roses, don't make the branch go straight up in the air. Bring it up a couple of feet, bend it so that it grows horizontally, straight up, bend it again, so you're growing your climbing roses like the letter S, zigzag, up and down, sideways, across. So just like the letter S, zigzag it, and your branches will do much, much better and be more productive. On your bulbs, what you need to do is, it sounds like you have a mite. And what you'll need to do next year is to spray the plant with a systemic. And if you have right now something called tree and shrub, that is a systemic product. And if you can put the tree and shrub on your bulbs, it will be absorbed into the bulb itself and kill the mite that's in that flower bud. And that should solve the problem. Okay? So a systemic product like tree and shrub, Scotts makes it, Bonide makes it, and Bayer Advance makes the product. And you can use that on anything that you do not eat because it will go inside the plant. Now, we've been talking a little bit about mulch today. And if any of you purchased that beautiful black-colored mulch, it almost looks like soil. With all this rain, I want you to be on the lookout for a growth that will develop in the mulch. It will be pink in color. It's a form of mushroom. And if you see this blossoming of a pink growth in your mulch, take a flat shovel, scoop it out, and get rid of it. Because if it's growing around plants, it will suffocate annuals, perennials, and even hurt trees and shrubs. But it develops normally in black mulch when you get a lot of moisture and cloudy weather. Okay? So any pink growth...
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertiloam from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic,
yes, we do.
It's biodegradable, and
so
will not harm animals and the environment.
And we've got the fifth one calling in right now, so...
You've changed your light bulbs. You recycle aluminum cans. Maybe you drive a fuel-efficient car. You're doing your part to make a better future. But what about the problems you're facing right now, like pests, weeds, and diseases? Use Natria instead. The line of alternative solutions using naturally derived, non-synthetic active ingredients to effectively protect your home, lawn, and garden. Problem solved. Natria, from Bayer Advanced. Pest, weed, and disease control that fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding, all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula, and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs. We just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. For those of you that are just joining us, earlier this morning we talked about garlic. And if any of you have garlic plants in your garden, it's the first year that you've done so, you're probably noticing a flower coming at the top of the plant, or a bud. Looks like an arrow. It's beginning to twist and curl. You need to remove that stem, that flower bud stem, so that the energy is not used to make seed, it's used to make the garlic bulb bigger. So cut off the stem, don't throw it away. You can use it in the flower arrangement, or better still, cut off the flower stem. Is going to be anywhere from 6 to 10 inches long. Bring it in the house, steam it, and you cook it like you do asparagus with a little butter, salt, and pepper, and it tastes incredible. If you don't remove the flower, it will make seed, and your garlic bulb will be smaller in size. Okay? So that's your job for this week. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have John from Rhode Island with a question about rhubarb.
John, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hello?
Hi.
Good morning, Paul. I'm interested in rhubarb, and I understand that the leaf is toxic. What I'd like to know is, can the leaf be put in a compost bin, or due to the toxicity in humans, should it be discarded?
Okay. On your rhubarb, you are correct. The leaf itself is toxic if eaten. The stem is what you actually eat. So you cut off the foliage, and you can put it in the compost pile. In the process of the microbes breaking down the foliage and turning it to organic matter, the toxins in the leaves will break down. So definitely, when you pick the rhubarb, take all that foliage, throw it in your compost pile, mix it with the other material in there. The microbes will break it apart, change it to beautiful humus, and your garden will be ready to go. It's not going to be poisonous that way. But if you eat the leaf green, then it is toxic, and you could have some problems, okay? But great question. It will kill the toxicity by the microbes in the soil, and it will not affect you. It will make your soil that much better. Great question. Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have Chet from New Hampshire with a question about Millor Gannet.
Chet, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you for taking my question. I have a question with respect to the use of Millorganite on my fruits and plants, due to the fact that Millorganite is treated sewage.
Mm-hmm. Millorganite is a very different of a product right now. Millorganite, many, many years ago, was rumored to have toxic particles in it. And the company almost went belly up. Millorganite is produced from a sewage treatment plant in Milwaukee. It's the oldest natural product sold in this country to be used as a fertilizer. And what has happened is this. When it first began, it was taking sewage from every place. And when it first began, they had a lot of factories in Milwaukee, and the sewage was going into it. And you did have some products that shouldn't have been there. The Millorganite of today is very, very safe, and you can use it in the vegetable garden as a fertilizer. When I was first working in the nursery, my landscape crew used Millorganite when they were planting new shrubs and trees, and it was wonderful. The reason that they liked it is that Millorganite is a slow-release fertilizer, and when you put it in the ground with new shrubs and trees, it fed the root system slowly and did a fantastic job on encouraging the root system. For annuals, for perennials, for the lawn, and now it has been okay to use in the vegetable garden. And it should be stated right on the package.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
Hey, we get
that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
You worry.
You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. You know, something that would be really good to put on your plants right now for the ones that are not meeting what they should be because of the weather? Mycorrhiza is something that will double the size of the root system of your plant. Go down to your nursery and ask them for a product called Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E, Thrive. And Thrive is a liquid mycorrhiza. You mix it with water, you give a little bit to each plant, and it will stimulate the root system of that plant to grow better. The bigger the roots, the faster your plant is going to grow. This is a good, good product. I've used it for the last 3 or 4 years, and you will not believe the difference. Mycorrhiza is what I used on a tree that is giving me 3 feet of growth per year, instead of the normal 12 inches. So use it. Put it on your roses, on your vegetables to make up for all the lost time. Tom, who's next?
Next up we have Gene from Maine with a question about chrysanthemums.
Gene, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Good. I've listened to you every Sunday morning, but it's the first time I have called in.
Great.
I have two questions. One, My son has a row of rhododendron. They're about 2 years old, and they don't do anything because they have a problem with the foliage. There's round holes in the leaves. We've looked and looked every year. We don't find anything on the leaves, not underneath and not on them. We don't know what's causing the holes. They're about the size of a dime.
Okay. And what is your second question?
My second question is my chrysanthemums. They come up beautifully every year, but they come up and they get very tall, and even though I cut them off in the fall, and they have buds. They have buds already now. Do I cut the buds off because they'll bloom too early? They're supposed to bloom in the fall.
Yeah, you've targeted something perfect, and I'm glad you mentioned it. If you have chrysanthemums, because of all the cloudy weather, because of all the rain, they are actually making flower buds right now, and they should not be making flower buds. The target date that I try and tell everybody is the 4th of July. And if you have fall flowering mums, Montauk daisy, which is a big white daisy that blooms in late September and into October. If you have tall growing sedum, you need to cut them by a third to half at this time of the year, and I would do it now. I know there's buds on the plant, but if you don't prune it now, your sedum and your chrysanthemums are going to bloom during July and not in September when you want them to bloom. This time of the year, you got all kinds of perennials in bloom. You don't need the mums in bloom. So you're going to have to say to yourself, I need to cut it back. And anywhere from a third to 50%. Your mums right now should be no taller than a foot. If you don't prune it, they're going to get as high as 2.5 feet, maybe even taller, flop over, and then they'll look terrible. So you've got to take your pruners, cut the plant either a third to 50%, and that's all of your mums, your Montauk daisy, and your tall growing sedum. Otherwise, they're going to bloom too early. The growth's going to be tall and going to flop over and going to look terrible. So that's one of the jobs that needs to be done right now. On your rhododendrons that are getting full of holes, you have something called a Taxus vine weevil. And Taxus is a Latin name for your spreading yew or your pyramidal or your upright common yew that everybody has around their home. It's a insect that came in with that plant. It lives in the soil, and it will feed on rhododendrons as well as yews. So you need to get an insecticide either on the plant or in the plant and in the ground. For the ground, if you can get Bonide Garden 8 granules, that will take care of it. You sprinkle it around the plant of your rhododendrons, scratch it into the ground and water, and it will dissolve the granular and kill the weevil in the ground. Or you can use a product called Tree and Shrub. Tree and Shrub is a systemic, and it will be inside your rhododendron. And you want to get that on it right now. And what I would do is I would spray it on the foliage until it drips. And for a rhododendron, let's say that is 3 feet tall and 3 feet wide, you would probably need between 2 and 3 ounces of the product, and you're putting 1 ounce per gallon of water. So if it's a real big plant, a couple of gallons. If it's over than more than 3 feet tall, then you're going to have to take it in increments. So 2 ounces in 2 gallons of water for every 3 feet of height or spread. It's a systemic. You spray the foliage. It will be absorbed into the leaf, whatever hits the ground, and then you soak the ground around the plant. The root system will absorb it, take it into the leaf, and it will stay active in that plant for 1 year. Now, the Texas vine weevil is just beginning to come out of the ground. In July and August is when it really makes a lot of damage. Right now, if you touch some of your newer rhododendron foliage, it feels sticky. And they don't bother it when it's sticky. Once that stickiness is gone and the leaf is nice and smooth and tender, that's when they get active. So if you can use tree and shrub, that will solve the situation with the rhododendrons, and a little bit of extra fertilizer to make some additional new growth to hide the damage that was made on the plant last season. Okay? So Hollytone or Dr. Earth Evergreen Fertilizer with probiotics will do a real good job making some additional growth, and by feeding it right now, it will help the plants to make flower buds for the following year, for next year. Great question. Thank you, Gene. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Don from Massachusetts with a question about garden mums.
Don, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Paul, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I have two questions. For moss on my lawn, what's the best product to use for that? And two, you just answered this question, but I couldn't hear your response. My garden mums and my asters are getting really like tall and lanky, and I wanted to know when to cut them back and how much to actually cut off.
Okay. Your fall flowering mums, and you're right, I forgot the aster, your fall blooming aster, which is like a 1-inch daisy, very, very delicate in blue and pink and white. They get real tall. So your fall blooming asters, your fall flowering chrysanthemums, your fall flowering Montauk daisy, your fall flowering tall growing sedum, Indian chief and plants like that, all of your big ones that will get tall, you need to cut those back between now and the 4th of July. Greenhouses and garden centers that grow mums, they put the last pinch on the plant to make them bigger and thicker and fuller. They put that last pinch the week of the 4th. So cut them back by a third to 50% right now, between now and next weekend, and that will really help them to do very, very well. Moss this year has had a field day. Moss loves moisture, shade. We've had plenty of moisture. We've had a lot of cloudy weather and cool temperature, and those are perfect conditions to make moss grow. Now, there's two things that you should do. Most important, you need to make the soil sweet. You need to get rid of the acidity in your soil. So pick up a package of Jonathan Green. It's called Magic Cal. And one bag of Magic Cal is equivalent to about 5 or 6 more bags of lime, the everyday powdered lime. if you put it on heavy at the recommended rate, one bag will be equivalent to five bags of lime. And the difference is this. If you put down powdered lime right now, it's going to take 6 months to give you a change in the soil. If you put down the Magic Cal, it will happen in 10 to 14 days. It's a way to neutralize the soil without having to pick up all of the weight. If you pick up a bag of lime, it's 50 pounds. It covers 1,000 square feet or less. A bag of Magic Cal, I think, weighs 40 pounds, and it will treat 5,000 square feet. And you get a change in 2 weeks compared to 6 months. Now, if the moss is really bad, what you need to do is to buy a moss killer. And your local garden center will have a granular product that you can put down with a spreader, and you do it when the foliage of the moss is wet, but no rain in the forecast. So that's kind of tricky lately. So watch your weather. And if you go out first thing in the morning when there's dew on the moss, you apply this product, it will literally burn and kill the moss in your lawn. But you need to change the acidity so that it does not return, okay? And if you're going to plant a new lawn from seed, wait till the fall, unless you can water it every single day. July and August, traditionally hot and dry. If you can water, plant your new lawn right now and scrape up the moss. Don't kill it.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus. Sluggo Plus just made gardening easier. With its new formulation of iron phosphate plus spinosad, Sluggo Plus controls snails and slugs, plus earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus packs a powerful punch and can be used on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. With the added control of 4 pesky garden insects, Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Simply scatter Sluggo Plus pellets evenly around and near the base of the plants to be protected. It remains effective even after rain or sprinkling and can be applied to vegetable gardens up to 3 days before harvest. When it comes to snail and slug control, Sluggo Plus is a gardener's best friend. Plus, you get control of earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, new formulation Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
It's your yard and you're the boss. You need hard-working soils. Start with Osmocote potting and planting soils. They're made from rich organic materials like sphagnum peat moss to hold water. Plus, they contain Osmocote plant food to provide nutrients plants need to feed for up to 6 months, helping plants grow incredibly beautiful gardens, which gives you a sense of pride in your work. That's what being a great boss is all about. Buy Osmocote soils today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZEOKing.com. That's ZEOKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. If you've had Japanese beetles in the past, and you don't want to use any chemicals in your lawn, look for nematodes. A lot of the garden centers are now selling them. And nematodes is a microscopic creature that will tunnel into the grub in your lawn, consume the body, mate, and spread. And again, you can go to a local garden center. They sell nematodes. You put them in a bottle sprayer. You spray them on your lawn and water them in. There's a company called Environmental Factor, and they sell Japanese beetle and other beetles that live in your soil. They will destroy them without the use of chemicals. But it's Environmental Factor nematodes, and they work in all parts of the country. They are wonderful, and one application will kill all the grubs in your lawn from now until winter. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have Ed from New Hampshire with a question about his Japanese maple.
Ed, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hello, Paul.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes. A couple weeks ago, you were talking about Japanese maples and they die over the winter.
Right.
I had such a maple tree die, and I was wondering why did it die, and can anything be done to keep it alive through the winter? And if not, what can replace it?
Okay. How old is your tree that died?
It was about 3 years old.
Yeah. And has any of it come back?
No.
No. Okay. If it hasn't come back, then I have three of them on my property. One in the backyard. I've had problems for years. If for some reason this year, it's okay. My second one, I probably had 20% die back. And the one that's in the front of the house near my vegetable garden, I have been in there 2 years, and I would say 60% of that plant died. So it's been pruned back. It will eventually come back. But if you've had a problem with the Japanese red leaf maple not surviving where you are, there's a couple things that you can do. First thing is go with the common variety that the leaf looks more like your hand and not feathery. The one that has a leaf that looks like your hand is a common everyday variety of Japanese maple. It's not a hybrid. It is more hardy. Now, if even that doesn't work, there is a plant that I bought a few years ago. I put it in my newsletter this past Thursday. It's called Zambuca. And this is a fantastic plant. From a distance, it looks like a Japanese maple. It has that purple burgundy foliage that looks similar to the Japanese maple, but it has a bonus. Right now, it's in bloom. It has flat clusters of pink blossoms. The clusters are about 6 to 10 inches in diameter. They're flat, and they are a bright pink. So I've got that red-purple foliage with pink blossoms on it. The pink blossoms will fall, and it will produce purple berries on it, and the birds absolutely love it. Now, if you get a chance and you do not receive my newsletter, go to the website, paulparent.com. Top of the page, it says newsletter. Click on it. Put in your email address and then submit it, and you'll get it every single Thursday. After you've done that, click on the newest newsletter. It's free. And in last week's newsletter, or this week's newsletter, there's a picture, and I will tell you about Zambuca. And if you like to feed the birds, this is a great plant, or you can collect the berries, and you can make wine, jam, or jelly. So paulparent.com, top of the page, newsletter. Put in your email address, and every Thursday, you'll get a free newsletter. The product, the name of the plant, Zambuca. It's wonderful.